But did you feel that you guys really kind of honed your game as this went on? And I know you can't take away that 21-second span there in the second period, but for the most part, you liked the way you played?
Yeah, we did. And, you know, that's a tough one to swallow, obviously. You know, you lose a challenge and, you go in the PK and you get one up right away. So, you know, that's a big momentum swing in the game. But, you know, I thought it was a good match out there, two good teams. And, you know, we came up short, obviously. But, you know, it wasn't one of those games where you have a good game and then you lay an egg. I thought we battled hard and, you know, maybe the start of point. But that's how it goes sometimes. And, you know, Winnipeg is a good team, like I said. So, you know, we just got to look forward and, you know, two big games on the road coming up.
You pick up the assist there on Stephen's goal is 400 career goal. What's that kind of a milestone is that?
No, it's, you know, it's unreal accomplishment by an unreal player. And, you know, I don't know how many I've been around for, probably, you know, 380. So, you know, it's special. You know, me and Stammer have been here for a long time. And, you know, we're obviously very good friends and, you know, special player. He's our captain. And, you know, to score 400 goals in NHL and, you know, 400 goals for one team, that's pretty special. So, you know, I'm creeping up on 100, so try and catch him.
So he has to assist on yours, right? That's the way it goes?
Yeah, I hope so. We'll see. So, you know, we always have some kind of chemistry. You know, it's been working pretty well. You know, I'm super, super proud of him and super happy for him.
With the chances you did have tonight, did you just kind of run into a hot goalie in Hellebuck?
Yeah, he played well. And, you know, we still score three and, you know, I'm kind of kicking myself for, you know, I had a pretty open look there right after we made it 3-2 and, you know, was walking into the slot and missed the net. So, you know, we had some good looks and he made an unreal save on, was it Pally, you know, in the dying minutes. So he was good and that's how it goes sometimes. But, you know, it's not like we are, you know, going to fall now. We know how we can play and we know how we, you know, can produce offensively. So, you know, we just look forward. Big two games in a row.
You're not far off. It's 377.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
You've obviously assisted a whole lot of Stamkos' one-timers there. What do you look for in those opportunities?
No, you just try to get it in his wheelhouse and let him do his thing. And, you know, we work on it a lot in practice. And, you know, I know what he likes. And, you know, he'll give them back to me every now and then, too. So, you know, we got some good chemistry on the power play and 5-on-5 as well. So just trying to put him in his wheelhouse and, you know, it's not a whole lot of goals that can stop that.
What did you think of the failed challenge being a penalty?
You know what? It is what it is. We know the rules and we know the rule change and that's how it is and that's how the rule book is. So we knew that when we challenged the play. But, you know, they've been, those are tough ones to swallow. Obviously, it was close, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a penalty, and we know that, and that's what the rule book is, so it is what it is.
How much did that change the complexion of this one?
Well, they scored two goals in 20 seconds and, you know, made it a two-goal game instead of a one-goal game, but, you know, there was still a whole lot of time left, and, you know, we got close, but not close enough, so we'll learn from this and look forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless you.